The 4Ps Radio Training School is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Foundation, helping to tackle social inclusion through their annual giving program. Find out more on the Island Roads website.
I'm just looking out of a window in our studio, and you're probably thinking, I've been in your studio, and you haven't got a window that goes outside that you can see the rain. I can see there's a few spots of rain out there, but I'm guaranteeing it will come out with sunshine very, very soon. Where are we today? Well, I'll tell you where we are. We're at St George's School. It's been a while since we came here, just over a year, but we got up extra early to do an outside broadcast from St George's School. They always come to us, and we thought, well, today we'll go to them. So we're going to meet some of the team, some of the current crew. We're going to say goodbye to one of the current crew as well at some point. But first of all, let's say hello to Ben. Morning, Ben. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Have you had a good week or so? Because I know I've been on holiday, and I know you had a holiday. You had half term. Did you do anything special?
If I'm being honest, not really anything exciting, I don't think.
Well, nothing at all.
I mean,
what was the last thing you did that was exciting?
I don't do very many exciting things.
No, you don't, do you? But I'll tell you what, probably the most exciting thing is when you came into the studio today, I know you like a spinny chair, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what you've got today, you've got a spinny chair.
Yeah, in the studio, I've never been allowed to sit on the spinning chair, and now I get to sit in the spinning chair, but it's too cramped in here.
You can't spin?
No.
Not allowed to spin. Now, look, you're going to do a podcast a little bit later on. What's your podcast about this week?
Because my podcast is going to be about a card game called Yu-Gi-Oh! And I used to play it a lot, not really much anymore, because I don't really have many... I only have, like, one person to play it with, so I kind of stopped playing it. But I probably would if I had more people to play with.
Well, see, if it was a gaming thing, you could play against a computer, couldn't you?
You technically can... there is an online version of the card game, but I'm much less interested in that.
It's perfect for me because I don't have any friends, so I won't be alone. I'd play against the computer. I'd win as well because I'd make sure I did. Now, do you want to hop out of that spinny chair, and then we're going to get Courtney in,
okay.
And in your own time then. Hey, and there's a race against time. 3, 2, 1. There we go. We got Courtney. Morning, Courtney. Just speak into that microphone.
Morning.
There. How are you?
Good.
It's been a long time since we saw you. How are you doing? You okay?
Yeah, good.
Now, you're leaving school very soon, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going? What are you doing?
Isle of Wight College.
You're going at the college. What are you going to be doing at the college?
Probably art and cooking and performing arts.
Brilliant. Okay, because you love a bit of dancing, don't you?
Yeah.
How's the dancing going?
Have
you
really
won any,
good.
Have you won any more competitions recently?
No, but on Friday, we've got the Way Forward Show.
Right.
Which is Mary Poppins.
Oh, wow.
And we're in, some of our team are doing the start of the show.
Okay, so what are you playing?
We're just dancing.
You're just dancing. So who's playing Mary Poppins?
Not sure.
You're not sure. Okay, all right. So you're looking forward to that, and that's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Can anyone go and see it, or is it...
I think parents that are... obviously the people from Way Forward,
yeah,
and obviously our parents as well.
Okay, and is your parents going along to see you dancing? What are you dancing to?
We're dancing to Dance the Night from Barbie movie.
Oh, right, okay. I have seen the Barbie movie, I think. Yeah, I did. I think I got 10 minutes in and had to switch it off.
Yeah.
I realised that it wasn't for me. And my wife said, I was watching that. And I said, no, sorry, I can't. I'm not watching that. Good luck with that tomorrow. And so I'm guessing, because you have like different times of leaving school.
Yeah.
Some people get the opportunity to leave early. Some people stay on until the end of term.
Yeah.
But you're leaving early, aren't you?
No.
You're not? You're staying on until the end?
Staying on until the end.
Oh, right. Okay. So, because last time we spoke, you were going to leave. You were off, and you were going to have it. But then you saw the weather forecast and thought, what's the point? All right. You're going to stick around for a bit?
Yeah.
Have you got a podcast?
No.
You haven't got... Have you done any cooking this week?
Uh... I can't remember.
That's not our outside broadcast packing up, by the way. That was just Courtney having a think. All right, we're going to chat to you a little bit later on. If you just hop out of that chair, we're going to say good morning to George as well. We're going to say hello to as many people as we can from St George's School today in the little time that we've got here. And we're talking to the current crew. We're also going to talk to the new crew that hopefully will start in September. We're going to grab a word with Oliver as well at some point. And we're hoping to speak to some people to give us a little bit of a lowdown on the history of St George's School, because it's been here for quite a number of years.
Yes.
Now, look, you're a cheeky chappy, and I know you've got loads of questions. Ask away. Make sure it's into the microphone.
Ask them about power cuts. yes.
What happens if there's a power cut?
Don't know.
That was what you asked.
Yes.
What happens if there's a power cut?
Generation.
Well, today,
yeah.
If there was a power cut in here, in your school today, yes. It would just go quiet. All the lights would go out.
Yes.
And I would imagine there'll be silence back in the Vectis Radio studio as well.
Yeah.
Unless we could push a button and start things off again.
Yeah.
But there was another question you asked as well. Do you remember what that was?
I can't remember now.
You walked in through the door and you said, do you live in this?
Yes.
Do you live in this?
Yeah.
No, we don't, but you could, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Although we'd taken the bed out. it's got all the mod cons. You can do the cooking. Yeah. I'll do that. You could wash up.
Yeah.
There is a toilet as well.
Yeah.
And you can make... Oh, there's a microwave up there as well. So you've got all mod cons. You've also got a radio kit in it as well, which is great. And it was donated by two special people. Two special people.
Yeah.
So there you go. Any more questions?
No.
Good. All right, so what we're going to do now is we're going to play a little tune and we're going to come back and we're going to chat some more very soon. The guys are going to be doing their live podcasts a little bit later on. Ben is doing a card game. Courtney's not cooking at all. And we are going to get a word with Timmy at some point as well.